And I'm Wally Hines.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it looks like in California, doctors may be subject to random drug testing and random alcohol testing. In a new measure, we're going to talk about that. I know. I you know what? I think most of them would pass, to be honest. I mean, I understand this is California. All right, I get that, you know, but I don't really think a lot of doctors do drugs or smoke weed. I think they'll pass. All right, but we'll talk about that measure and if doctors are happy about it or not. Then it looks like those of us ladies that carry our purses around and then we leave them on the ground and then we throw them on the kitchen table. Just a reminder that 20% of handbags carry actually more bacteria than a toilet. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but the only thing I put in my purse or handbag is like, you know, I got some makeup in there. I got some, you know, some extra pens. I got some gum. I have some sanitary napkins, unused, mind you. Okay, realize, I mean, an unused one could go into the purse, not a used one. So, I mean, why are purses so dirty? And then we'll talk about how a lot of us throw out hundreds of dollars of food a year because we don't like the taste. We think it's not fresh. And there's actually some tips that I believe one researcher has given us on what to do to expand the shelf life of our food. And that's kind of, you know, interesting to me because we throw everything out after about, I don't know, 72 hours. Me, I love eating leftovers. I'll eat 4-day-old chicken. I love leftovers. I love the leftover taste. I just do. And I like saving money. But the rest of my family, no. If it's the next day, they won't eat. So we'll talk about what to do to kind of keep your food a little bit more safe so you could, you know, make that last and not throw out hundreds of dollars of food. And then fluoride and fluoridation of water. It looks like Portland is going to be dealing with a soon-to-be vote on whether the city can fluoridate or supplement the drinking supply and the water supply with fluoride. So we'll talk about the pros and cons with that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. Whew! 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Actually, I just got back from, it wasn't called Snow Mountain. It was called, I think, Snow Country near St. George, just a little bit west, northwest of St. George. We just got back from Snow Country. That was, it was gorgeous. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have Red Rock Canyon, where the rocks are red because they're rich with iron, and then you have the sandstone quarry, and you have all sorts of different types of trails there. The rocks could be white. The rocks could be reddish. This, up in Sun Country, I guess it's all red. And the sand is red sand. It's exquisite. It's probably one of the prettiest deserts I've ever seen. The only thing is I got heat exhaustion. And I'm still kind of recovering it from it. My muscles are achy. There was this trail called Three Ponds. And my son wanted to go on a hike with me. Well, I mean, I know about desert survival, and I know about wilderness medicine, et cetera. So we grabbed a couple bottles of water. We had our hats. We had stuff for shelter. And we, you know, decided the afternoon before to go on a hike. So we finally find this trail for Three Ponds. After hiking around for a whole bunch of on trails, that kind of let us, yeah, it's just a pretty sight. But I'm like, okay, I want this. Well, by now it's like 6 o'clock at night. So even though it doesn't get dark till about 8. So we keep going, we keep going, we go about a mile in, and we finally get to the point where it says Three Ponds, and you see a change of the sand from the red sand to sand you'd see at a beach. So I'm like, okay, we must be on riverbed. Great. It's got to be close by, maybe a quarter mile, half a mile. We'll go back, we'll go with Daddy the next day. Hopefully I'd like to see this. Well, I don't know if any of you have ever hiked in sand. Many of you have run on the beach, run in sand, right? It's exhausting to run on sand. I used to do some workouts on sand. Pretty difficult stuff. Well, we decide, and of course, by the time everybody gets their butt out of bed, it's already 11:30. So now it's high noon, and we're walking around, still trying to find the damn three ponds, and now we're walking in thick sand. And it was exhausting. And we never got to the ponds. And I think what did it for us was one of the people that lived in the area, when we ran across him going, "Where are the three ponds?" He's like, "Oh, they may be dried out by now." So we never got to the end. So we turned around. We had enough water to get through, but I'm just, you know, heat exhaustion. I'm not going to spend time today talking about heat exhaustion. We'll probably do it in the next week or two. But even a doctor like me, who knows about desert survival and knows how to handle hikes, knows how to rock climb, knows, you know, how much water we need per person, knows, you know, how much to urinate and squirts. I mean, I got that stuff covered. I just wasn't expecting to hike in sand. Okay, remember, we're in the middle of the desert. Where is there sand? And sand hiking is pretty difficult. So if I sound a little stiff, a little myalgic, that's why. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But if you've never been to St. George, Utah, dang, that place is gorgeous. I'm a huge fan, the red and the green. Mind you, I love Vegas with the lights, you know, but the Vegas desert is a very kind of brown, sparse shrub type of desert. The desert where you have the red rocks, you know, more like Red Rock Canyon, I think is one of the most exquisite deserts. If desert can be exquisite, and it can. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently a proposed state ballot in California would require doctors to be randomly subjected to drug and alcohol testing. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the so-called, quote-unquote, pee in the cup initiative, hence a urine test, is being pushed by Bob Pack. I guess he's a technology mogul, former executive of AOL and Net Zero. He apparently has already, with this campaign, earned $2 million in funding. All right, he says 85% of California voters would support random drug testing of physicians. The newspaper said this initiative may also seek to lift the cap on damages and medical malpractice cases, should be on the November 2014 ballot. Now, what do you guys think? Should doctors be drug tested? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so we're talking about drug testing of doctors now. A lot of course, controversy whenever it comes to drug testing. The latest controversy prior to this was, should we drug test Medicaid recipients, food stamp recipients, welfare recipients, a lot of controversy on both sides. I don't really see the controversy too much. All right. You know, if you're doing anything illicit, all right, that obviously will prevent you from, you know, doing a job, right, then I don't understand why the government should support you. All right. If you want to eat and you want to live, and you want to take care of yourself and you want the government to help you, you need to show that you're trying. And, you know, doing illicit drugs, and I'm not talking about people who are addicted to painkillers. I'm talking about illicit drugs. I don't think that should warrant you being on the government dime or the taxpayer payroll. All right. I mean, I don't think you could keep a government job if you're doing illicit drugs. So if you can't keep a government job while doing illicit drugs, then how can... Why should the taxpayers or the government treasury support you? So, as far as that, I think that's a great idea. Drug testing people who are going to be on government food stamps and et cetera. I know many people think, but the children, But the children, if the parents are doing illicit drugs, remove the kids out of the home until the parents are clean. Then the parents get the kids back. Parents support the kids. Next, drug testing for California doctors. I don't think that's a bad idea. And a lot of us physicians have been drug tested. To work in a hospital, to work in the quick care system, the urgent care system, I've always had to take drug tests. Piece of cake. Now, this bill, though, is a little creepier than that, okay? You know, whenever a politician throws something towards the way of the legislature to vote, it's never just a cut-and-dry recommendation. All right, California doctors, physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, should be subjected to a random drug test every now and then because we're taking care of our patients. Okay, it wasn't that simple. Apparently, Bob Pack, a former AOL and Net Zero executive, all right, has put forth this bill, started raising money for the campaign, where not only does it recommend the quote-unquote pee in a cup test, but also to lift the cap on damages in medical malpractice cases. Where did that come from? Change the makeup of the state medical board, which disciplines bad doctors, to require that a majority come from outside the medical profession. Ensuring funding for a state database to track what drugs doctors are prescribing and if they're being recklessly prescribed. Now, the California Medical Association said, quote unquote, isn't in the business of speculating on every hypothetical, ridiculous ballot measure that is floated. That is by spokeswoman Molly Whedon. But she calls the effort by Pack and his cohorts nothing more than an ill-fated publicity stunt. Remember, people are always trying to get rid of the malpractice caps. Apparently, the reason why Bob Pack, I think, is so emotionally invested is his 10-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter were struck and killed a decade ago near their Danville home by a driver under the influence of alcohol and prescription pills. All right, so what do people do when something bad happens to them? They go after the doctors. All right, it's all about going after the doctors. So, but to me, the drug testing aspect of this, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY, I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, you know, somebody had asked me when they saw me post this, how long does alcohol stay in the system? I mean, if a doctor has, let's say, goes out for drinks on a Saturday night, and then he's subjected randomly Monday to take the drug test, a urine drug test, usually alcohol, depending on, your liver and your metabolism. If you have one or two drinks, now, it really shouldn't be in the urine by Monday, okay? By Monday morning. And if so, there should be, if they do implement something like this, although I hope they don't because I don't like the rest of the bill because it has the other baloney mixed with it. But in terms of, if you went out to eat and, you decided to have a glass of wine or you decided to have a Long Island iced tea. I'm not a big fan of Long Island iced teas. I'd love to make a drink called the Dr. Dahlia drink. Yeah, it would be, the straw would be, hanging to the right. But lots of, like, fruit on it, I would, where it does get sticky is, let's say you have somebody who has metabolism issues. Okay, well, then if they do, and they did drink over the weekend, are they then fit enough to practice medicine that Monday morning? Okay, I mean, doctors, many doctors don't smoke, they don't drink, but some doctors out there do. They like to smoke, they like to have a drink, all right? And then what does that mean? Should doctors not have anything to drink on Sunday if they're going to be going to work on Monday? See, where I have a big problem with small levels of alcohol being in someone's system is I think what's even more dangerous is the sleep deprivation issue. And we've talked about this. Remember when the National Transportation Safety Board wanted to lower and still wants states to lower their blood alcohol level to 0.05%, which is basically one drink in a woman, two drinks in a man before they drive? How many accidents are caused by alcoholism versus how many accidents are caused by sleep deprivation? Now, if a doctor was tested Monday morning to see if it was competent enough and fit enough to practice, I wouldn't be so much worried about a glass of alcohol he had Saturday night. I'd be more worried about the phone calls he had to take all weekend long from being on call. You know, we had to put a stop to these phone calls in the middle of the night. And we had to start streamlining this because I was getting called in the middle of the night. Dr. Dahlia, I need you to call in the Lortab. Dr. Dahlia, the condom broke. I need you to call in Plan B. Dr. Dahlia, I think I might have gotten exposed to chlamydia. I'm like, can you wait till we open up? We're going to be open in 4 hours. Can you let me go back to sleep? I'll see you in 4 hours. Oh, no, I don't want to pay the copay and I have to go to work, so just call it in. I got so sick and tired of the weekends being full of, you know, giving out free care while I'm getting woken up, and I'm allowed to say that. Look, I give away a lot of free care. I don't have to do it on my weekend and then the next morning, you know, be sleep deprived. Absolutely not. Now, I told you what happened. One of the reasons why we changed our after-hours phone call policy is I usually work on Saturdays, or at the time I did prior to the radio show, and it was my kid's birthday party later that afternoon. So, you know, we had a schedule of patients. I saw all the patients. Somebody no-showed. Okay, whenever you have somebody that just no-shows, yeah, I mean, it costs money because you could have seen somebody in that time slot. Well, anyway, we close up shop, and I go to deal with the kid's birthday party. So I'm in the middle of the kid's birthday party, and the person who no-showed, that basically it cost us money, calls me up. She's still a patient of mine. I mean, we never discharged her or anything, but this is just the stuff people do. So she calls me up. It gets through the entry service. The entry service calls me saying she needs to talk to you. She goes, hi, Dahlia. So sorry I couldn't come in. I have a bladder infection. Will you call in a medication? Well, now, you know, I kind of feel stuck. I have to call her into medication because she called me. So I call her into medication. What just happened there? Well, basically, she caused me to lose money during my schedule. And I know you guys are saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia is talking about money again. Well, I have a right to. I mean, if you want to understand what's going on with doctors, you might as well understand what the nitty-gritty is. So she no-shows. I lose the opportunity to see a patient there. But then she calls me later and gets a free visit over the phone. All right, this is ridiculous. Okay, so phone calls in the middle of the night or phone calls when I'm trying to deal with my son's birthday party when I was just open a couple hours before and you decide not to show up to your visit. Yeah, I get pretty mad with that. So, you know, if this California State Board is going to be looking at, well, alcohol, all right? Now, if you have active alcohol in your system, there is no reason you should be practicing. No reason you should go into work that day. All right. Nobody should have alcohol in their system. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I gargled with some Listerine. Now, still, okay, that shouldn't be enough to trigger a urine alcohol test. That's ridiculous. So, no, you shouldn't be practicing medicine. You shouldn't be operating. You shouldn't be doing robotic prostatectomies, right, and managing the robot with your computer while having any alcohol in your system or any drugs in your system. All right. But if some of these urine tests can pick up something from the Saturday night before, I'd say before you have a poop fit, you know, you might want to look at the sleep deprivation. And then let doctors not have to take call in the middle of the night. Right? Just make a law saying leave your doctor alone in the middle of the night so they could sleep so they aren't impaired the next day. Oh, no. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we can't do that. Oh, no. It's all about free health care. Well, you know, what do you expect? Okay, now, what about this in terms of changing the makeup of the state medical board, which disciplines bad doctors? What happens when a doctor is a quote-unquote bad doctor? And do we really need outsiders involved? Let's talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A little bit later this hour, we're going to be talking about a gentleman who decided to follow in Angelina Jolie's footsteps and get his prostate removed because he found out he was positive for the BRCA2 gene mutation. So it's all about now chopping off the body parts. So quickly, talking about this bill that California is planning on putting on their 2014 ballot of having doctors do random drug testing and urine testing, limiting the malpractice caps or getting rid of the malpractice caps, and then changing the medical board to include non-doctors. When people read that, all right, it looks like the whole medical industry is full of it and is very close-knit. And, you know, and I looked at that, and it kind of blew my mind because I practice in Nevada. And I think the way our Nevada State Board does things is pretty damn good. And our board members, it's public knowledge. It's all on the, it's on their website. It has doctors and non-doctors. All right. We have, if you take a look at the website, it shows you who the current members are of the Nevada State Board of Medical Examiners. Yes, there are some doctors, but there's also non-doctors. You see, there's attorneys there. There's people that are in the financial field. The investigators, the people that do the investigations, none of them appear to be doctors at all. So, you know, telling the public that if a doctor does something wrong and is, quote unquote, a bad doctor, according to this California initiative that they want to throw on the ballot in 2014, you know, it's completely incorrect. And people thinking that a doctor will not be censured because the doctors, you know, want to protect them. No. Okay? I mean, it actually does the state more harm than good if you have a, quote, unquote, bad doctor. Now, some of you have written me. I haven't gone through these emails on the show yet because we weren't talking about that particular subject, so I answered you back privately. But one of you had an issue with a doctor who had examined your breasts and you thought the examination was inappropriate. You made a board complaint and nothing happened, quote unquote. Well, what then happens in a complaint? Well, from what I understand, you as a patient could, I believe, make a complaint both anonymously or publicly. Make a complaint. Every complaint, from what I understand, does have to be investigated by the state medical board. And in our state medical board, it's a non-doctor that investigates it. Right? To, you know, add some of the non-conflict of interest or non-bias. So a non-doctor investigates it. Then they, when they start investigating it, they ask the doctor for records. They let the doctor know that the doctor is being investigated. The doctor then has to supply records. They could use an attorney if they wish. If there is a hearing, the doctor goes to that hearing. They could bring counsel if they wish. They meet before the board, which is made up of doctors and non-doctors. I believe there's also a nurse on the board. And then the board makes a decision. If a doctor is found to do something that is worth censure, then it is publicly posted on the website. There are certain fines that are levied. There's also a certain type of punishment to be carried out, such as, well, you have to take classes, you have to do community service, or you could even, you know, be suspended from your license. And so, I mean, it's a process that's so public that I doubt there's the, oh, okay, well, if it's Dr. Dahlia, then everybody's going to protect. Oh, no. Because, you know, the last thing you want as a medical board is to go down with the ship. I mean, you want to prove to your constituents and to your, and the Nevada State Medical Board of Medical Examiners, according to this website, the board members are appointed by the governor. Right. And there have to be non-doctors on this board. All right. That's just the way it is. And so, you know, if the governor is overseeing the medical board, I mean, he wants to make sure his constituents feel that the medical oversee process, all right, is done fairly and is done pretty diligently, because we want Nevadans to feel very secure about their medical care. And I think the board does a great job. It does a phenomenal job. Okay? So, I'm not sure what is the makeup of the California State Medical Board, but my guess is there's non-doctors on there. So when you see something like that where, oh, there have to be people from the quote-unquote outside. All right, before you start picking people from the outside, can you make sure they're still qualified to make a decision? Now, luckily, a lot of the questions that come up to the medical board are pretty cut and dry. Okay, did you touch the person? Did you not touch the person? Did you, cut off the wrong kidney or cut off the wrong leg, or did you cut the right leg? You know, did you maintain somebody's medical records properly? For example, a huge complaint that many people file with the medical board is, I didn't get a bill. All right, I've had that from the lab. That I had used, whenever my blood work was ordered by my doctor. I get sent to collections and I never received a bill from the lab. I'm like, how can you send me to collections without sending me a bill? Well, that's a part of the state medical board, laws and regulations where you have to make sure you send patients bills. So what will happen? Medical board will contact the doctor or the billing office. They show records if they billed or didn't bill, offer an apology, offer some sort of a correction, etc. So, I mean, you know, things like that on all levels are being addressed. And it's, and then who are they talking about from the outside? Who from the outside needs to be on this board? Then do we do like a jury selection process? So, speaking of the medical board, you guys heard about this. A quote-unquote California doctor, Christine Daniel, charged patients up to $100,000 for 6 months of treatment, claiming she could cure diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and cancer with her supplements. Now, this doctor, from what I understand, is now going to be jailed for 14 years. She said there was this herbal cure, right, that she had, from what I understand, packaged or concocted, that was made of some sunscreen components and some beef extract. Okay? Now, she said, or apparently the claims by this physician was that the supplements were natural and blended specifically for individual patients. Now, there was some sunscreen preservative, beef extract flavoring. I don't know if you get that from Top Ramen. You know, those little packets. Okay? And apparently, according to expert testimony, none of this would even have any effect on cancer or other diseases. Some of the Los Angeles doctor's patients died from complications after taking her supplement, including Paula Middlebrooks. Apparently, after 5 months, Dr. Daniel claimed Miss Middlebrooks was free of cancer and threw her a party. But unfortunately, the woman's breast cancer spread and she died soon after. So something like this case. Okay, I mean, it doesn't sound like that the California board covered it up had each other's back. Okay, I mean, it sounded like this went to court. She's going to jail. So I understand there needs to be fairness. I get that. But I think this bill has a bunch of baloney in it. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so 1 in 5 handbags contain higher levels of bacteria than the average toilet. Now, I could see that. I think our purse, I've actually told you this. This was one of our pop quiz questions, and I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in a while. One of the dirtiest things you bring into your house is your handbag, because you come inside the house and you throw it on the kitchen table. Well, if that was sitting on the ground where shoes are, or toilet paper that attached to your shoes, walk, now you got a whole bunch of bacteria on the kitchen table. All right? So, they say the insides were contaminated with high levels of bacteria, too. I can believe it. You got the makeup. You got your dirty hand. You're trying to look for Kleenex as you got boogers on the hand. So just keep in mind, purses could be dirty. All right. When we come back, somebody chopped his prostate out in fear of prostate cancer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, men, all right, would you have your prostate removed prophylactically, the prostate, right? Like Angelina Jolie had her breast removed if you found out you were carrying the BRCA2 gene mutation, right? Or would you want to, you know, take your chances? Apparently a 53-year-old man from London, has become the first man in the world to have his prostate preemptively removed after discovering that he also carries the BRCA2 gene mutation. It's supposed to be BRCA2, but it's more fun to say BRCA, so we do that. Now, remember, Angelina Jolie had her breast removed after discovery she carried the BRCA1 gene mutation. From what I understand, this 53-year-old gentleman was already a part of a genetic trial at the Institute of Cancer Research in London, which is why he discovered he was the carrier of the BRCA2 gene mutation. And so at that point, he knew. See, you know, a big question many of you have had is, well, just because Angelina Jolie could afford the test, that doesn't mean the rest of us could afford the test. So if the rest of us can't afford the test, what do we, you know, non-Hollywood superstar actors and actresses do? You know, well, sometimes ignorance is bliss, isn't it? You know, I mean, I was very fortunate years ago to get the BRCA gene testing. Of course, with breast cancer in the family and all sorts of issues that we've had, we have tons of cancer in the family. My doctor ordered it. The insurance covered it. The insurance covered it. This was years ago. Now, oh, no. Oh, no. When this story was being discussed last week, some of the media outlets were discussing how 85% of insurance companies pay for this testing. That's not what I see, not in my neck of the woods. Patients are getting rejected for taking these tests. And, you know, if somebody says, well, fine, Dr. Dahlia, if insurance won't pay for the BRCA gene testing and breast cancer's in the family, I'll just have my breasts removed. I mean, that's a choice of yours. You can. I just don't know if insurance will pay for it without the genetic mutation test showing positive. So basically, non-Hollywood stars could be between a rock and a hard place. In this particular case, this gentleman in the UK, because he was part of a genetic trial, he was told he had BRCA2 gene mutation, which puts you at risk for prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, even melanoma. Now, okay, so he removes the prostate. That's fine. From what we understand, PSA was fine, MRI scan was fine, but the doctors were finally persuaded to operate. But very interesting, when they did take a small sample of this man's prostate gland, there were some microscopic malignant changes. So he was, he was correct in that he probably was brewing prostate cancer. And his intuition was correct. Thing is walking around without a prostate is kind of difficult. Okay, many times after you have prostate removed, you could have urinary issues, bowel issues, impotence, erectile dysfunction issues. And, you know, men carrying that BRCA2 gene mutation have an 8.6 times the risk of non-carriers. Is that enough to go through that? So he was 53 years old. He had microscopic malignant changes. Could he have had prostate cancer by the time he was in his 60s, full-blown? Yeah, he could have. He could have. It's slow-growing, but he could have. So, you know, it's not for us to decide whether he did right. The next question, though, is this the approach we need to take? Now, if the BRCA2 gene mutation does put you at risk for melanoma, well, what do you do there? Do you have your skin removed? All right? You can't have your pancreas removed if you're worried about pancreatic cancer, just, you know, out of the blue. So, you know, this is going to now raise huge questions of, if we do know, what do we do? And what about the stress of knowing? What about the psychological impact of knowing? Okay? I mean, do you want to know? And if you do know that you have the gene mutation, that you're at risk, what is that going to do to you psychologically? Will the stress in and of itself, you know, cause you to be vulnerable enough where these, you know, cancer cells can take over? Now, I'm not against BRCA gene mutation testing. And the reason why is because I, as a doctor, and I, as a family member of a cancer and heart attack ridden family, just assume I carry the genes. Anyway, whether you BRCA test me or not, I'm assuming with all the colon cancer in our family and lung cancer and heart disease and Alzheimer's and everything else we have, that I have the gene potential for everything. I'm fair-skinned, melanoma. So at that point, I don't really need any further testing that comes out. I think I'm basically at risk anyway, so I'm getting my colonoscopies, I'm getting my skin cancer screenings, big risk for diabetes, so my blood gets checked by my doctor every year, and so far so good. In terms of heart disease, You know, I stay in shape. Heart doctor's done a treadmill test on me. Cholesterol's good. You know, and I you just do the best you can. But in this particular case, I mean, it looks like he was right. He did have some prostate cancer. But would you do that? Would you have your prostate removed prophylactically? Now, all right, some of you will say, no, Dr. Dahlia, medicine is good. Doctors are good. They're going to run my PSAs. So as long as I get my PSAs, doctor, I should be fine, right? Well, yes and no. Getting your PSA tests, especially how I told you, you know, make sure even if it's normal, it doesn't rise greater than a half a point in a year, because that could signify something's going on with the prostate, right? Okay? Yeah, getting your PSAs could help, but remember, that was when we were allowed to get PSAs. Okay, now with Obamacare, they don't want a screening for prostate cancer. All these new rules and task force recommendations are, no, don't get the PSAs till later. Well, if you're not going to get the PSAs till later, like, for example, one recommendation is wait till you're 55. Well, this gentleman was 53, and he already had malignant cells that they found when they removed his prostate. Remember one of you asked what happened to Angelina Jolie's breasts after they took off her breasts? You know, did somebody get to keep them and sell them on eBay? No. What they did, what they usually do with any tissue they take off, is they go through piece by piece to see if there was actual cancer. Because if there was cancer, then she needs to be checked for lymph nodes, etc. So that's what they did with this guy's prostate. They didn't sell it on eBay. They took the prostate, they started to slice and dice it, and the pathologist looked for cancer cells, and they believe they did find cancer cells. So that's kind of what happens with the with the organs when it's taken out. When my ovaries are removed, though, I do think somebody could make a pretty penny. So I am going to make sure that we do have some sort of, watchdog in the room, making sure that, the ovaries go where they're supposed to, because I don't want people selling pieces of ovary of mine on Craigslist. So back to the question of do you not remove, do you test, do you not test? That's a question I can't answer for you. I have no idea what our healthcare system is going to be like in the next 10 years, 5 years, 5 months even. Things are changing so rapidly. And I would never urge a man to just prophylactically get his prostate out. That's not where I don't practice like that. I usually have a urologist sit down with them and, you know, weigh risks and benefits, looking at the PSA, et cetera. Maybe take samples, biopsies. So I don't sit here and recommend people start getting body parts removed or walked off. But like I had joked last week with Angelina Jolie, you know, better to do this now than when Obamacare is in full blown. That is something to think about. If you are at high risk for colon cancer, start getting your colonoscopies now. If you're at high risk for melanoma, before anything changes, go and get your skin cancer screen now. If you are at high risk for ovarian cancer and you were contemplating a hysterectomy, okay, I don't know what the options are going to be like a few months or a few years from now with Obamacare. So you may not want to put off tomorrow what you could do today. Just a thought. All right, guys, what to do with your lunch meat and your eggs and tomatoes to make them last longer, and tornado safety, as our hearts and prayers are with those in the Midwest suffering through storms. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.